Welcome to the Abbotsford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. Please subscribe, rate, download, and listen to the podcast on iTunes or Podomatic.com. This podcast is created for fans of Abbotsford College Athletics to get to know some of the great student-athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features Layla and Gabe Braun. The siblings participate on the fencing teams here at Abbotsford College. Layla is a senior currently working on her thesis, while Gabe is a freshman on the men's team. The two talk about how they got into fencing, how they both ended up at Haverford, and much more. Here's how the interview went. I guess my first question for you guys is, for people who are unfamiliar with the sport of fencing, if you could briefly describe what the sport entails for you guys.
I think it's a very, very individual sport, sort of like maybe tennis or golf you could compare it to. And it's extremely psychological. Like, there's a huge inner game. And I think someone looking from the outside can see that it's very technical. It's very fast-paced. It requires a lot of speed and skill. But I think the psychological aspect has always been the most challenging part for me.
And then, Gabe, for you, what made you get into it when you were younger?
I started fencing before Layla did, and so I just follow my mom to the fencing club, and I just watch her. And what really struck me is just how graceful the athletes were. You know, when people are really kind of in the zone and just moving, right, it's seamless between kind of the thought and the action. And there's something really beautiful about it.
So. And what about for you, Layla?
Well, I got into it because, so our mom actually got into it because her great uncle was a world champion saber fencer. So it had always sort of been in her family. And then my mom and my brother both fenced, and I was doing my own things, playing soccer and ultimate frisbee. And I was sort of like, you know, eh. And then one day I just sort of realized, hey, I really want to try this. And I just knew I was going to pursue it. Like, I just never looked back. I took my first fencing lesson and I knew I was going to keep doing it for a long time.
Okay, what about for you? Were you playing any other sports, and what kind of made fencing the way that you wanted to go?
Yeah, well, so when I started fencing, I think I was playing soccer and ultimate frisbee. And I continued playing soccer both on a club team and for my high school's varsity team all the way through the end of my senior year. So this is my first year with fencing as my only sport. So I decided that I do fencing and soccer because I really kind of like the marriage of, you know, having one team sport and one individual sport, because they give very different experiences in that way. And, you know, even like fencing, you have a community, but like Layla said, when you're on the strip, it's just you. I decided to just stick with fencing for college because I wasn't sure I'd be able to, or, you know, want to do two varsity sports. And this is really kind of the only time as a fencer that you get to be part of such a cohesive team.
Let's go back to when you guys are looking at colleges. Layla, being older, what attracted you to Haverford when you were going through this whole process?
Well, so I knew that I wanted to fence in college, and I knew that I wanted to go to a Division III school because academics are super important to me, and I wanted to be able to do both really well. And there are about 4 Division III fencing schools, and of those, maybe a couple appealed to me, and Haverford was just such the clear choice, because of its location near a city, because I could tell that its community was super strong, because of its really strong academics. But what's funny is that we visited together when Gabe was in 8th grade and I was in 11th grade, and he was the one who first said, I really like this school, I'm going to go there. And meanwhile, I was sort of like, yeah, I like Haverford, but I'll check out my options.
It was always a strong contender. You know, I really, when I was in the college process, I made sure to do my due diligence and to look around at other schools. And it was, I think, a very similar process to Layla's, that, you know, I wanted a D3 school because I wanted to focus on academics, and I just wanted that kind of small school experience. And I wanted to fence at a high level. And so there weren't that many schools, and I was drawn to Haverford. I'd been hearing great things about Haverford from Layla, so it ended up being a pretty easy choice for me.
You guys are from Seattle. You guys are from the West Coast, obviously. Was there any adjustment coming so far, being so far away from home?
Yeah, I think there is, for sure. especially because many people here are sort of from the area. But it's such a close community that I always sort of felt at home here, too.
Same for you?
Yeah, and it helps. We have family family friends who live nearby. So, you know, like, we went up to Maine to stay with some
relatives. And a sibling, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that helps.
So.
You guys both talked about the academic side. How do you guys both balance the life of a student-athlete?
Well, to me, it really comes down to discipline, you know. You have to do your homework, you have to go to practice, and there's less time for watching Netflix and whatever. But I, you know, it gets busy, but I haven't really had a problem with being overwhelmed with work.
And what about for you?
I think it really just comes down to scheduling and time management and holding yourself accountable, both in the sport and in academics. And it definitely is tough, but like Gabe, I've never found it to be too insurmountable of a task.
One of the big things for the fencers is the training camp leading up to the Penn State mm-hmm. invite, which you guys just had. What is that whole experience like for you guys?
It's so fun. It's the only time of year when we're all, both the men's team and the women's team, are living together. We're cooking all our meals together. We're training for 6 hours a day. And it's tough, but it's really when the team starts to gel together.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's the one time where, so we're doing two practices a day, you're pushing your body to its limit, but then you get to just go back to the apartments and, you know, it's winter break, so there's no homework, so it's you can really kind of focus on spending time with the team and getting to know people who you haven't really interacted with before, and so, yeah, it was a wonderful week.
Layla, being a senior, is there one moment athletically that stands out above the rest?
You know, I think I'd have to say the Temple Open from this past fall. The Temple Open is the biggest collegiate fencing meet in the country. And so it's our first meet of the season. It was the first meet in which Gabe and I were both competing, and my parents flew out from Seattle to watch. Oh. And I actually ended up taking fifth place, and Gabe medaled too. I forget what place you were.
Sixth.
So we both did really well, and it was just so special to both be there together and have our parents be able to see that, because they so rarely get to watch us compete being so far away.
I'm sure you get this a lot, but have you guys ever gone against each other?
Sometimes, not competitively.
Yeah, we fence different weapons, so right. There isn't a chance that we'd bump into each other in a tournament or anything, but there have been times where, you know, it's been like a weekend. This happened more in Seattle, and we'd just be like, want a fence? So.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Now, who got the better of it? You guys can admit it.
I think it went back and forth.
Back and forth,
yeah.
Very even.
What about academically? Is there one moment that stands out, whether it's a good grade on a test or interaction with the teacher?
Let me think about that.
And then, Gabe, while she's thinking, do you have a, I know you're only a freshman, but have you thought of any kind of paths of where you want to go academically with a major?
I'm still really undecided. You know, I have, there are definitely disciplines I could see myself going into. I definitely want to take biology. I'm really interested in, like, cellular biology, just, like, studying mitochondria and whatever. But I also, you know, I love, like, humanities and social sciences, and so it's very much all on the table right now.
Yeah, and being a younger student, you have plenty of time to kind of
yeah.
figure that out. What about for you? Any moment kind of stand out?
I mean, I think I've had an amazing experience at Haverford, particularly within the English department, but I think I'd have to say that studying abroad was a really important time for me in my academic development.
So where'd you go?
To Nantes, which is a small city in France. I was the only Haverford student there. It was a full immersion French program. And it was just so different from Haverford, something completely new for me. And I just think I learned so much.
And what was it like being in France? What was that whole experience like?
It's really different there. You know, you think, okay, like Western European country, how different can it be from the U.S.? But it really is.
What is your thesis on?
Yeah, so I'm right in the thick of writing it right now. So it's a lot of work. It's on a Native American author named Sherman Alexie. And I got into his work because he actually lives in Seattle. So I've been familiar with it for ages, and what he writes about just ties into a lot of things I'm interested in, so I decided to pursue that.
So do you have any plans after school?
So I'm interested in teaching, and hopefully coaching fencing. at an independent school. So I'm working on interviewing for jobs right now, and hopefully I'll come up with something.
All right, guys, this part of the interview is a little bit more rapid fire, so just give me the first thing that pops into your head. So, favorite movie?
I really like the BBC miniseries of Pride and Prejudice. Classic English major, I know.
Okay, favorite book?
All the Pretty Horses by Cormac McCarthy.
Favorite food?
Peanut butter.
There you go. Good choice. Favorite vacation spot?
As a family, we've gone for a number of years to this place on the western side of Kauai called Waimea Plantation Cottages. And it's just like a lovely spot right on the sea, big grass lawns, nice beach, so I'd have to pick that.
Who is your favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
You should ask him. I'm not that.
I've always been a fan of Green Lantern.
Okay. Not the one Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, right. Definitely not.
What is the most played song in your iTunes playlist?
Probably the sleep playlist my dad made for me.
Obviously, so that's when you're getting ready to fall asleep.
Yeah, it's all jazz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about for you, Gabe? Is there one song that you listen to that kind of pump you up before a match?
Strangely enough, I listen to music to calm me down.
Okay.
So I listen, I'll listen to like indie rock sometimes. If I need to get like pumped up a little bit, I'll listen to like The Clash or whatever. But it's a lot of very calm music.
Okay. So these questions are a little bit more deep thinking. Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a desert island with?
Other than my brother, who I've known for practically my entire life, probably Julie Peterson, my co-captain, because I've known her my entire time at Haverford, and we work really well together already.
That was a nice save there.
So, Gabe, since your sister picked you to be on the desert island, what three things would you bring with you on that desert island? And remember, there's no Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And no electricity.
I would bring a blank notebook, really start some creative writing. I'd bring peanut butter for Layla.
There you go. That's so nice of you.
And let's say how to build a raft.
There you go. That's smart. If you could have three wishes from a genie, what would you wish? And no, you cannot wish for more wishes, and you cannot wish for a genie to grant you more wishes. I've covered it all.
I would probably wish to be able to apparate, like in Harry Potter, like appear in another place.
Okay.
To eliminate commutes and traveling, because I really don't like that.
Considering I have to travel on the Schuylkill and Bend Franklin Bridge, I agree with you.
Yeah. Probably a job for next year at this point. And then maybe one of my dad's apple pies.
Okay. And what about for you? You're only a freshman, so you don't have to wish for a job.
That would be nice. I think I'd wish to be able to have my friends and family from Seattle here, because I love it here, but I also miss them a lot. I'd wish for more sleep. That one's kind of on me, though.
Life and times of a college student, though, right?
Third wish, I think I'd wish for a longer winter training camp, because I'm still kind of basking in the afterglow of that.
This is for both of you. What is the number one thing on your bucket list?
Go to Alaska.
I want to go to Switzerland. I guess I'm kind of jumping on your thing going somewhere, but...
If you could be any TV or movie character, who would it be and why?
I'm going to piggyback on what I said earlier about Pride and Prejudice and say the protagonist, Lizzie Bennet. Because she's really witty and sharp.
What about for you?
I would say Marshall, Jason Segel's character from How I Met Your Mother.
Okay. If you guys could time travel, would you go to the past or future?
I think I'd go to the past.
What area in the past would you go to?
Probably like early days in the Western Americas. Because I always wonder, like, we're from Seattle, what was it like before it got all built up?
It was rough.
Yeah.
What about for you?
I'd go to the future. The hot showers and all that.
What would you consider your greatest strength?
Probably my patience and discipline.
What about your greatest weakness?
I'm a huge perfectionist, so I can be really hard on myself.
Greatest strength, I'd say, is perseverance. That, like, once I really get locked into something, I'll follow it all the way through. And I'm going to take Layla's here and say that perfectionism is probably my greatest weakness.
Do you feel that that helps you or hurts you when you're fencing?
Definitely hurts me because, you know, you mess up an action or you lose a touch. And if you're really hard on yourself and you think, oh, man, I can't believe I did that, you're not thinking about what to do next. I think it's much more constructive to think, okay, that wasn't the best, but what did I learn from it? And just move on.
If you could have a golden ticket and go to any concert, past or present, who would it be?
Probably the Beatles, right in the middle of their craze.
Earlier this year, Layla and I went to this concert for this band called Elvi in Philly. And it was, you know, small venue right near the stage. So I'd go back to that. It was a lot of fun.
With the incoming snowstorm on its way, what is your greatest snow memory?
Oh, I have a great one, actually. It rarely snows in Seattle, but when I was in ninth grade, we got a huge snowstorm right around Christmas. And so no one could go anywhere because the government or the city government's so incompetent about plowing the streets.
It was like 2 inches.
Yeah, but giant snowstorm for Seattle. But we just had a week like where no one could really go anywhere, and it was so fun to just like explore the neighborhood and chill with the family.
So did you have snow on Christmas or?
Yeah, we did.
Nice. Yeah. I don't remember ever having that here.
Yeah.
What about for you?
When I was younger, we used to go up to our uncle's cabin in the mountains near Seattle, and they had a hot tub, and so you'd go from the hot tub and jump out and run and plunge in the snow and then run back into the hot tub and then back out. So I'd choose that.
Would you rather be a jack of many trades or a master of one?
I think jack of many.
What reason?
I think it's, just personally, I think it's can be very fulfilling to be involved in lots of different things and to embrace amateurism and not being good at things, just to try new things.
What about for you?
I'd say jack of all trades as well. I think there's something very appealing to me about having a broad knowledge and really kind of understanding a lot of different things.
Would you rather explore a new planet or the deepest parts of the ocean?
Definitely a new planet.
Not an ocean fan?
I do really like the ocean, but going deep, deep underwater, I don't know.
What about for you, Gabe?
I would say new planet, but over the break I read The Martian, so I'm going to go underwater for this one.
I'm assuming you saw the movie as well?
I haven't, actually.
Oh, okay. What is the craziest thing you've ever done? That's appropriate for the podcast, of course. Mm.
I don't know if this is crazy, but our dad grew up in Ghana. His parents were doctors who worked in West Africa for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And we went with them to visit where he grew up and, like, see the hospitals where they worked. And that was really cool.
What was that whole experience like?
I was 10 and Gabe was, like, 6, maybe. And so it was just wild. Like, almost too much to really comprehend at the time.
Yeah, at that age. Yeah. If you could bring back one thing from your childhood, what would it be?
I would bring back unstressed Layla. You know, where we, like, spend the afternoons together, like, just hanging out. And she wasn't having to worry about
That's awful.
A thesis or
getting Wow. Putting you on blast.
Yeah, seriously.
You're going to a dinner, you can invite 3 people, past or present. Who would they be? And you guys can't cop out and pick each other.
One of them can't pick each other. Dinner all the time.
Okay. I think I'd pick Sherman Alexie, who's the guy I'm writing my thesis on, because he's hilarious. Like, he's a stand-up comedian, too. I'd also pick my aunt, who does biology research.
Has she picked 2 of your people?
No.
Okay. She does biology research and sustainability, and she always just has, like, really, really strong opinions. And then, who was my 3rd one? Oh, I think I'd pick Race Imboden, who's an Olympic fencer that I'm a big fan of.
Okay, so my first would be somewhat cliche, but Nelson Mandela. I think he would just be an amazing person to be able to talk to. My 2nd would be Miles Davis. I'd love to just be able to pick his brains on music and whatever, and he was a very interesting person. And I think my third would be Willa Cather, just to kind of get someone from a little further back, because I love her books, and her language is so beautiful, and her sense of kind of the human spirit is really profound.
Great. You're walking through the dining center one day and accidentally bump into the high school version of yourself, checking out the campus for the first time. What advice would you give to yourself?
I would say it'll all work out. Like, even if you don't have a clear destination in mind, or you don't know exactly what you're going to be doing a year from now, just trust the process.
Considering that was only a year ago for you, what advice would you give to yourself so far?
I'd say really buy in. You know, buy into the Haverford culture, buy into the fencing team, which I've done for the most part, but I think every time I've really kind of just immersed myself and let myself go, I've really been rewarded.
And get more sleep, of course.
Yes, get more sleep.
So this is a similar question. You're walking down the street and accidentally bump into yourself 10 years into the future. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Getting a PhD in English literature.
I really don't know. So.
It's good.
That's okay. You're,
trust the process. Okay,
successful, rich, devilishly attractive.
Fair enough.
Thanks to Layla and Gabe for coming onto the podcast. Please subscribe, rate, download, and listen to the podcast on iTunes or Podomatic.com. We'll have more athletes coming soon. Thanks for listening, and go Fords!